Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Buildings around town are being evacuated. The State Department has been evacuated. The White House has been evacuated.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for
everybody here just gasped and grabbed each other and hugged each other, and some started to cry.
Those people, it was the most awful thing I've ever seen.
I don't know whether it's another explosion or a portion of the building falling away.
The other tower of the World Trade Center has just collapsed. You are looking
at the FAA has banned all takeoffs at all airports across America.
All of fire that came flying out of that one was even worse than the first.
And I'm proud to be an American.
A swept wing U.S. Navy jet fighter is in the skies over the city of New York. In a free nation, this is not a sight people are used to.
And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
Tragedy has not struck this country like this since Pearl Harbor in Hawaii.
God bless the USA.
Well, panic broke out. Everyone started to evacuate the building.
America! Sweet America!
Hundreds of emergency workers who were down at that end. Now, when I asked one of them why he was going back in as he suited up since he could barely breathe, he said, it's my job.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We have taken all appropriate security precautions to protect the American people. Our military at home and around the world is on high alert status, and we have taken the necessary security precautions to continue the functions of your government. The resolve of our great nation is being tested, but make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test. God bless you.